This is a paid program brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, presenting the plight facing God's chosen people today so that you can be a blessing to them through your prayers and Christian love.
And it was right here in those ravines. Yeah. Jews would be brought. They were walked for kilometers. Each of them went through unbearable darkness.
Comfort my people.
The evil that they experience.
This is what you shall say to them.
There were women with small kids who were marching in that column. The women, they tried to save their children.
My hand twice for all you've done.
Jewish lives 60, 70 years after the Holocaust are again in peril.
This is your food, two cabbages.
This is her food, potatoes. The situation today is more dire, more threatening.
It's written here, Judah is dead.
And nobody is helping.
To feed the elderly and to help them celebrate the biblical festival, Passover.
People forget and don't obey the biblical command, comfort ye my people.
You've received from my hand twice for all you've done. Comfort my people.
We all realize that the world is going through economic challenges and turmoil. And the situation for many of us in America is difficult, is challenging, and may even be bleak. But I want you to understand that life here in the former Soviet Union, which was never at the level that it was in other countries, has sunk to an even greater depths. The pensions that the government would give to the elderly and the needy, they're either not going to be sent out because the government simply lacks the money to pay them, or they're going to be seriously reduced. They are totally dependent on angels to come to enable them to live.
The elderly people are literally dependent on the money coming through the fellowship, because this money allows us to provide these people with food, medications, some vital assistance like bringing them coal or wood to heat their homes.
I remember when the fall of communism came about, there was a dawn of a new day, new optimism, new hope. But today, things are different here. There is greater unemployment. There is an economic crisis. And all of this has implications not just for the region, but for the Jewish people.
Hello, friends. This is Yael Eckstein. Today, we're sharing with you the plight of Jews in the former Soviet Union, many of them living in deplorable conditions and without basic necessities. As we approach Passover, we are asking caring Christians like you to help us send food to these loving elderly Jews. A gift of just $25 will provide a special Passover food box to an elderly Jew who has already lived through too much suffering and hardship. And here's how you can help. Please call us toll-free at 855-370-IFCJ. Again, that's 855-370-IFCJ. The Passover food box you'll send is packed with food items to supplement them for an entire month, as well as everything they need to celebrate the traditional Passover Seder meal. Operators are standing by to take your call right now. Again, our number is 855-370-IFCJ. That's 855-370-4325. 855-370-4325.
I was walking down the main road here in Kharkov, a city in the former Soviet Union, And I came across this, and I looked across the street, and I saw the same graffiti. And I saw it, and I said, the past is still here. The anti-Semitism is growing. We're learning in the newspapers of attacks in synagogues, of assaults on Jews in the universities, excoriating attacks on Israel. And now we're seeing fresh graffiti attacking Jews.
This inscription says that Jews should all be stabbed. Jid is a derogatory, negative word for Jew used all over the former Soviet Union. This is the name that the Nazis called Jews when they put a yellow Star of David. It's the same now.
The historical record shows, and evidence that we're now recovering right here on the streets in the former Soviet Union, clearly indicate that people here are blaming the Jews for all their problems.
For most of the 20th century, Jews were prohibited from celebrating the holy days, from studying the Bible. But today, communism has fallen, and Jews are allowed to practice their faith. But many of them don't have the ability, they don't have the funds to be able to afford matzah on Passover.
Shalom.
Dobry den.
I can't believe that the survivor of the Holocaust, the concentration camp, is living like this today, alone.
Many of them actually forgot what the memory of Passover, the seminal event in Jewish history, what that Passover meal was like.
I cannot describe the odor that is in these homes.
This is how I live, she says.
This is where you sleep?
And
this is where you bathe. This is your food, two cabbages.
This woman's pension is not an assured thing. A meager pension of $45 a month. That's the only thing she has. And even that, the government cannot afford and can take months to come.
Tell her we brought you food packages.
For a gift of $25, you can help people fulfill the Passover meal with food, with hope.
Passover is one of the holiest times of the Jewish year. It is a celebration of God rescuing his people, Israel. For elderly Jews living in the former Soviet Union, it is a time of fear and painful memories. Now, through Isaiah 58, Christians and Jews are joining together to restore this foundation of faith and commitment that the forces of evil try to destroy. But time is running out for many of these elderly women and men, and it is imperative that we get to them quickly to let them know that God has not forgotten them. A gift of only $25 provides a special Passover food box to an elderly Jew. Our telephone number is 855-370-IFCJ. That's 855-370-IFCJ. With your donation of $25 today, this Passover food box will rekindle the light of God's love in the heart of an elderly Jew. Or you can help feed two needy elderly Jews with a gift of $50. Please call right now and tell the operator, I'd like to give a Passover food box to an elderly Jew in the former Soviet Union. The number is 855-370-IFCJ. That's 855-370-4325. Just imagine the joy they will experience when they receive their food and be able to celebrate a Passover Seder meal like everyone else.
Your gift of $25 will provide one person here with a special Passover package containing basic food items that they need that are essential for their diet. as well as the special Passover matzah and wine, so that your gift of $25 will bless them with the Passover. Many of them have not celebrated Passover since their childhood because communism prohibited it. You will be bringing them back to their roots with your gift. Your blessing to them will bless you in return.
The Bible teaches us to bless the people of Israel, the Jewish people. How do you bless them? Well, certainly you can bless them through your words. Bless them by going against what this symbol represents and speaking out against anti-Semitism. This is the city that saw tens of thousands of Jews who were forced to walk down this very thoroughfare to a ravine where they were killed.
This man saw in his lifetime what I pray no one else would ever see. But what pains him so much is being in the train going to Germany and seeing a line that was at least a kilometer long of Jews walking by the ravine, one in front of the other. He said it was like a river that just kept flowing.
And it was right here in those ravines. Yes. Jews would be brought. They were walked for kilometers. Yes. And in the cold, it was in December.
It was in December, like minus 20. The Nazis made them to undress. And then they were standing on the edge of the ravine and they were shot. And the people say that there were like bodies still lying from previous shootings. And there were bodies lying there, not even covered with the soil. And then the next people would come to that edge and they would shoot them.
So there are tens of thousands of Jews buried.
Almost 30,000 Jews whose bodies are still there.
On behalf of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, those righteous Gentiles who remember and who care about those who survive, care enough to help them, we offer this bouquet of flowers.
Just $25 brings the gift of life and faith to an elderly Jew in the former Soviet Union who has suffered through decades of exile and persecution. You can bring joy and hope by sending them a food box this year. For many, the Fellowship's Passover food box will be the first Passover Seder that they will have celebrated in a very long time. You can give this blessing today for just $25. Or you can bless two needy elderly Jews with a food box by giving $50. Call toll-free 855-370-IFCJ. That's 855-370-IFCJ. Please call right now. We can't do this work without your prayerful and financial support. 855-370-IFCJ. That's 855-370-4325.
I want to tell you why I'm here. We in Israel and in America, Christians and Jews alike, stand with you and remember and mourn with you.
Стоим вместе с вами, и мы помним, как вы, и мы скорбим, как вы.
All of these names on the wall, they are in our heart.
Они все не только на стенах, но и в нашем сердце.
And so we say, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, comfort ye, comfort ye, my people. We can't change the past, but we can cry with you.
Это кошмар.
What did he see?
He says there were
Nazis guarding them was the rifles, was the machine guns. And he says there were women with small kids who were marching in that column. The women, they tried to save their children. They would throw them away from that column. But, you know, a small child, they ran back to their mothers and they were killed by those Nazis.
He's alone, the last years of his life haunted by these memories. In another few years, my friends, there won't be any Holocaust survivors around to take care of. And then we will look at ourselves before God and say, we had a chance to give these people a little hope, and we didn't take advantage of it. The Bible says that the bush burned but was not consumed. Yes, the bush of the Jewish people has burned. Millions have been killed, but the Jewish people still lives. And every Passover, when we say the words L'Shana Haba B'Yerushalayim, next year in Jerusalem, it is a special hope and prayer for Jews in the former Soviet Union. But Passover is also an important time for Christians, because we all are familiar with Jesus' last meal, which was undoubtedly a Passover Seder. And Christians today, more and more, are recovering the Jewish roots of their faith and recovering the fact that Passover and the theme of liberation, the theme of exodus from exile and return home, has a dimension that affects Christians as well. Christians together with Jews can have the blessing of Passover in their lives.
Hitler, the communists, and the Islamic governments tried to wipe Passover from the memory of Jews, and they almost succeeded. This Passover season, you can be God's angel of faith, hope, and light. With a gift of only $25, you can provide a Passover food package full of life-giving items to supplement the needs of one person for an entire month, as well as the special foods needed to celebrate the Passover Seder meal. Call 855-370-IFCJ, 855-370-IFCJ. Listen as God speaks to your heart about giving at least one special $25 Passover food box. Operators are waiting for your call right now. 855-370-IFCJ. Again, that's 855-370-4325.
Nadezhda is telling me a horrible, horrible experience that she endured and how she survived. So you were hidden.
The Nazi, he wanted to shoot her.
Закричал Юда, Юда, и автоматом.
So he cried, Jude, Jude. And so he thought she is a Jew and she was a Jew and he wanted to shoot her.
А бабушка мне крестик повесила, вытащила
and
крестик.
And her
показала.
Grandmother tried to save her by putting the Christ.
Он меня ударил по носу автоматом, переломал нос.
So the Nazi hit her by her nose and he broke her nose.
People who survived such horrible experiences. And now this woman has nothing. So this is her food. Essentially, during a winter, this is her food. Potatoes. Come, show me. You store them, the potatoes. That's what they have to eat. I have no words. I have no words. There's no water. No water, no electricity. So what do they do for a toilet? The indignity that this woman, Holocaust survivor, in the last years of her life has to lead a life like this. I pray you will hear what's in her heart and in the hearts of the survivors of this Holocaust before it is too late. Thank you.
A life-giving Passover food box from a caring Christian like you will have an impact unlike any other times of the year, especially for an elderly Jew isolated in the far reaches of the former Soviet Union. These elderly women and men will know your food box is a gift from caring Christians, and God will bless you for it. Please call right now. Don't put it off. We need your help today in time for Passover. 855-370-IFCJ. That's 855-370-4325. All it takes is one phone call with your gift of just $25. Or you can help feed two needy elderly Jews with a gift of $50. 855-370-IFCJ. Again, 855-370-4325.
We can take care of them in the last dying years of their lives. We have developed a package, a special food holiday package for a gift of $25. You can provide a special holiday package to people in need here in the former Soviet Union. And this does include matzah.
Become God's ambassador of hope and light to a desperately needy Jew this Passover season. With the gift of only $25, you can give a Passover food package that will not only provide life-giving food items for a month, but all of the special things needed for them to celebrate the Passover Seder meal. Passover will be here soon, and we need your help now.
We are blessing them, as God calls us all to do. We are comforting them. We are saving their lives, literally.
A very important thing to know is that there is no social welfare infrastructure in this country. The only thing that they get is this pension, and they have to survive on that, and nobody cares how they make it.
If you and your mother had been discovered earlier, your mother may not have died.
То есть ваша мать могла бы не умереть в тот момент, да, если бы вы узнали раньше.
Да.
Natalia is paralyzed, and ever since she had an accident, she is dependent upon someone. When we found Natalia finally after her mother died, she was in the final stages of starvation. And while we weren't able to catch it in time to save her mother, we were able to catch it in time to save Natalia, to clothe her, to feed her, to bring her back to life, and then to sustain her ever since. Because Natalia needs us not once a week, not once a month. Natalia needs us for survival every day of the year.
Friends, this is Yael Eckstein, and this is my last opportunity to thank you on our program today. With a gift of only $25, you can give a Passover food box that will not only provide life-giving food items for a month, but all of the special things needed for them to celebrate the Passover Seder meal. Passover will be here soon, and we need your help now, so we have time to distribute all of the food boxes before the holiday begins. This special food box includes matzah, grape juice, candles, and scripture portions, along with much needed life-giving food. All of this happens for your gift of just $25. Call 855-370-IFCJ. That's 855-370-IFCJ. For some of these elderly Jews, the food box you provide will be the first Passover Seder that they have celebrated in a long time. You will bring immediate faith, hope, and life to one needy Jew. Please don't delay. Passover is fast approaching. Call with your $25 gift right now. Operators are waiting for your call. 855-370-IFCJ. 855-370-4325.
Comfort my people.
There are so many others in need, and each of us can make a difference. I hope you feel a sense of fulfillment, of gratitude to God that you have been privileged, together with me and hundreds of thousands of others in America, to play a profound role in the survival of one, perhaps two, perhaps even more individual Jews.
You've received from my hand twice the wrong you've done. Comfort my being.
This has been a special presentation from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and was produced by Westar Media Group.